There's a basketball court on the top floor of the United States Supreme Court building. Guess what is named? The highest court in the land. That's kind of cute. Barry Manilow, famous singer, he had a song, I Write the Songs. He didn't write it. Kind of sounds like he's a liberal. He is. He's a liberal Democrat. Kind of goes with that little bit of urban, don't you know, in Calgary, Kelowna, Vancouver, Toronto, everywhere I go, in Canada at least, when I'm traveling, I see signage with pictures on them, and it always vexes me, okay? Just the other day, I was in the Calgary airport, and there's pictures everywhere of people enjoying life, and that's kind of cool, but they're all different colors, not one white person. It's not representative, and I kind of think it's racist, right? And the other day, I was in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, and I was in the Royal Bank, and there was six brochures, six of them side by side, that each had its own, you know, agenda. Borrow money if you have a small business, get an RSP, get this and get that. There are six of them, and there is a couple nice people, smiley people in every one of them. They're all different colors. Not one person was white. And then, of course, in Kelowna, Canada's still there. There was four young girls a while ago, I did speak of this, that were selling Girl Guide cookies, and not one of them was white. And right in Kelowna in particular is predominantly white, but it's everywhere in the nation. And to add to this story, I was recently in Toronto, and there was a girl, I was in a real estate office, and she was putting a picture on an ad, and they were of people that weren't white. And I said, why? And she said, why? Why? She was white. And I said, I'm just interested to know why you're putting a couple there. He's a black guy and a Chinese girl with him, presumably his wife. Why? Why not white? And she said, are you a racist? And I said, actually, I just asked you a question. Why don't you ask the question? Don't ask me a question. You come back like that and ask me if I'm a racist. Why do you think I'm a racist? She said, well, because you don't like these people. And I said, I didn't say that. I'm asking you, how come you don't have white people there? But most of Canada is white. I've been white a long time. What's the problem with that? Anyway, her takeaway was is that I was a racist. What's your takeaway? Because I'm colorblind. I mean, the takeaway should be, why are you doing that? Why don't you put the odd white person there? What has happened? Politically correct. White liberals are doing this all the time. I mean, but what have I missed? Stuttering. I don't know. Things like that just tick me off. I go ahead and put anything you want on there, color-wise, but occasionally it wouldn't hurt to put a white guy. Because if you had it the other way around, and every brochure in the Royal Bank was white people, would you get pushback from people who weren't white? Of course you would. Would you react? Of course you would. You being somebody that's in that business, blah, 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 blah. All right, March. To close a march. Not the month, a march. You know, walking down the street, there's marches all over Canada. They want to close the slaughterhouses, right? Every year in the world, over 70 billion land animals and more than 1,000 billion aquatic animals are killed without necessity, which translates into 164 million land animals and more than 2.74 billion aquatic animals killed every day. I look at this and I think, okay, and you're doing the march and you're all wearing leather shoes and things like that. And I'm wondering, what are you doing? He's a retired RCMP media spokesperson, this man, Mr. Mozeluk or something, and he's the advocate for plant-based diets. You would sure upset the, equilibrium of the whole world, wouldn't you? And he said, but our goal is to keep marching until all slaughterhouses are closed. I mean, I don't know. Every time you see somebody eating grass or fried pickles, it makes me mad because they're hurting the cattle industry. But anyway, this guy is, they walk among us. Prime Minister Trudeau, he's now committed to issuing a formal apology. He does this like every day to Italian Canadians that were mistreated during the Second World War. I think that was like 70 years ago or something, wasn't it? And this guy is still out apologizing. He does that on a regular basis. And he's saying it was a time when their patriotism was questioned. Do you think? I mean, he recently as well, he did this with Japanese people. And he said, we're so sorry, but hold it. They were dual citizens. They were from that country. There's a pretty good chance that they would turn on you and go with their country. Kind of not unlike what you've got going on in Canada's ministries today. You've got people from other countries. I think there's 65 people in the government, elected members of parliament, who are actually citizens of other countries. Many of them lead portfolios, like the Minister of Finance. I guess he's Canadian, I think, but the Minister of Oh, I don't know. So many. I can't even come up with the examples. But if we had a war, for instance, the minister of that ministry, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's from India. I mean, and Trudeau would say, we're sorry about that. I don't think Canadians are very sorry about that. Why don't you just shut up and go lead the country? Get rid of all the fluff and do something for today. Actually, no, do something today for tomorrow. Don't do something today for 70 years ago, particularly when you weren't at that movie. And if you were at the movie, you would have hidden up in the mountains anyway. Probably. I kind of doubt you put a gun over your shoulder. Blah, blah, blah. He's a globalist. Okay, and now you've got the United Nations that they're getting involved in Canada's Wood Buffalo National Park. Really? We don't like the way you treat your buffalo. We got climate change going on. These people from other countries who are mindless. We're led by fools, right? They're mindless, and they're telling us as Canadians what to do with our buffalo. And Trudeau said, isn't that great? Give me more advice. Oh, boy, it kind of keeps on happening. We have another website for all you Canadians called rightforcanada.ca. Go to it. It's going to get kicked up here. It's going to be a news site on steroids, basically, going into the election in October. Fund it. Help. Donate. Give money. Watch it. Have a happy day. See ya.